Good morning, Phil. Thanks for the time today.
Well, good morning, Chris. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with everyone and let them know what's going on here.
Well, we're
at the nursery.
Yeah.
And all around. What a beautiful week.
Oh, my gosh. It's great, isn't it?
I know. Well, I'm actually in the big greenhouse now where we had the get together for Mike. And I am looking at beautiful geraniums. My brother brought geraniums in on the first of the week on Monday. And the first thing I thought of was my granny. She used to plant her porch boxes really early and get an early start and just have something beautiful when we would go up to visit. And those, the geraniums are just one of the things that can take more cold. Mm. So if you're looking to put something in now, that's it's going to give you some good color from now through fall. The geraniums are a great choice. Now, if you want to get something a little more permanent that'll be with you for a few years, then we've got the widest variety right now of flowering shrubs. We've got quince, we've got spirea, which is has beautiful white blooms. We've got witch hazel. We've got winter jasmine, forsythia, flowering cherries, red buds, the deciduous magnolia, and purple leaf plum, and edgeworthia, and the all infamous Daphne.
Oh, I love it. What about pansies, Phil? Are pansies still good?
We still, yes. And I was going to mention pansies, but we have a brand new crop of pansies. They are $10 a flat right now, and they will go probably till the middle of May at least, especially the violas. They tend to take the heat a little better.
Okay.
So, we have snaps. We also have Dusty Miller. And then if you want to go with herbs, we've got, you go ahead and put you some herbs in now. Doesn't have to be flower. We talk about color being leaf color and that sort of thing. So, but if you want some beautiful flowers right now, geraniums is one of the spring, early spring flowers to put in.
What if I wanted to plant some azalea plants? Is it too late for an azalea bush?
funny that you would mention that. Yesterday we got a truckload of azaleas and rhododendron, and we've had so many requests for rhododendron all this winter. It's like, when are you going to get them? And they're just beautiful. So they're so healthy, and we've got a really nice crop of azaleas and rhododendron now.
Wow.
So we're getting pretty excited around here.
Oh, I love it. Now, we're going to enjoy the good weather while we can get it, but are you concerned?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you concerned about maybe we get one more big freeze that could impact some of our plants?
Sure. What I would do, that's one of the reasons I was talking so much about the geranium.
Yeah.
Petunias is another thing. We've got some beautiful petunia hanging baskets if you want to just spruce up your porch, because petunias can also take the cold. But, yes, I would, that's one reason we don't have tomatoes and peppers and things like that so early, because we're going to have another freeze. We had frost, a heavy frost, out here on Monday morning. I had a gentleman that we allow them to grow some plugs for a food shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out, and he was going to get his plugs out of the greenhouse. And I said, sir, have you not seen what's up on that roof over there? And he's like, no. And it felt pretty good because the sun was coming up. But there was frost on our pump house roof. And it was, and it was covered.
Wow.
So we had a pretty heavy frost out here in the country on Monday morning.
When would you start your garden, Phil? Like the tomato plants, all that good stuff.
Okay, lettuce and broccoli and all those things can go. Broccoli could have been in a little bit earlier, but they can all go in now.
Okay.
And then, we have some really nice lettuce, and lettuce is nice for a flower garden too, because it gives color, and you can use it for your food supply. But then tomatoes and peppers, probably about the last week of April or the last week of April. You just need to watch that carefully. I mean, you're not getting ahead because the ground's still going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, I mean, even though we've had some warm days, the temperature of the soil is has not warmed up yet. Because we had some pretty cold nights back, you know, when we had the snow, and then one night it was 19, and it takes a while to warm things up. So you're not really getting ahead by planting in the cold soil.
Well, spring is coming, and we're all thankful for that.
I know. Gracious, I know. I'm still trying to get used to the daylight saving time.
It's been bad for me this week, I tell you what. Phil, where can our listeners go and find you guys at Campbell Road and all the good stuff you guys are doing there?
All right. We're out. We're 2804 Campbell Road, Raleigh, and it's 27606.
Great.
And amazingly, that you would ask that because I heard some people talking the other day here at the nursery, and one of them was like, you know, I didn't even know this place was here. I thought this was just a community back here. I didn't know this place was here. So, you know, they were really excited to find us, and I'm so appreciative because we like to be a community, and we like to be a part of this community. And so that's, you know, that's exciting for us. And it did my heart good to hear that. They felt it was like a community.
Phil, you're the best. Thank you for getting up early and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's no problem at all. Thanks for calling.
Of course.
Thanks for the opportunity.
We'll talk to you soon. It's Phil Campbell with Campbell Road Nursery.